If you have your Bible tonight, John chapter number 14. John chapter number 14, verse 27. And the Bible says this, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, and not as the world giveth, give I unto you. But let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will help us. I preached a message out of this a few months ago on searching for something. Amen? On searching for something. And I just wonder tonight as I look at this, and I wonder if we get to searching for something. If you search for something, if you really search for it, you'll search till you find it. Amen. I hope you will. And I hope and pray that, you know, as we pray and we agonize with God and on conviction for our lost loved ones, for lost people around us, family, friends, members, family members, whatever it might be, that the Holy Ghost of God will deal with their heart and keep dealing with them, amen, until they get right with God. Amen. That's our hope and our prayer tonight, that God Almighty will move upon them till they can find what they need. Amen. I tell you, if we ever find what we're looking for and you're looking for the Lord, praise God, you'll find yourself in a good place. Amen. You'll find yourself in a good place. You'll find yourself in a sweet spot. And once you find yourself there, now listen to me, church. When you find yourself there, praise God, it'll be easy to recognize and realize when you lose the sweetness. Amen. I know every one of us in here now, separate from maybe these youngins that's not been saved for too long, but ones of us that's been saved for a while, you know, we've got in and we found a sweet spot in the Lord, and we've run there for a while, and we've eased away from that sweet spot. And sometimes I think what happens is we get to our Brother Bill, and we think that we can neglect it, and it'll still be right there and be the same. But it don't work that way. Amen. Praise God. And listen, if you're going to get the candy, you got to stay in the candy store. Amen. If you're going to get the ice cream, praise God, you got to stay where they're making ice cream. And so if you're going to get the presence of God, the peace of God, and the love of God, amen, we're going to have to stay where God is. Yeah. Amen. If we stray from Him and wander away from Him, you'll lose that sweet spot. You'll lose that sweetness. So we said that we were looking for something, and what we was looking for, and we was talking about peace with God. And I'd like to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be our help. It's on the thought, peace from God and the peace of God. Amen. And when we was looking at this, we was talking about finding something. What we was talking about finding was that peace of God. That peace with God, that peace from God, the peace of God. Amen. When you get that in those combinations, praise God, everything starts fitting together better. Now, the world around us may not look the same. It'll start looking a little shabby around the edges. Amen? Amen. The world around us that this flesh lives in will start looking more shabby around the edges. It'll begin to look more unkempt. It'll begin to look as if it needs more attention. Amen? In order to fix that that's on the outside of us and around us, what we have to do first is fix the part of us that's in us. And that we fix that by coming to the realization, the place of the finding peace with God and peace in God. Amen? So when we find peace, what then? Now that's a question that we have to ask ourselves. What do we do once we find peace? Once we realize that Jesus loved us and He died for us. And we realize that we are sinners in need of a Savior. Amen? You know, it don't matter how many times people preach or testify and say that, pray God, that don't bother me. Amen? Because, pray God, that's how I got in. Amen. Now, I had some people here a while back tell me they didn't need salvation. They didn't need to hear about salvation. Amen? Maybe they did. Somebody else does. And it never bothers me, praise God, when people talk about salvation. Because if they're talking about salvation, they're talking about my Savior. And if without my Savior, I have nothing. But I'm glad tonight that through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, I have it all. Amen. There's a peace that passes understanding that pulled into my heart one night on a Wednesday, 1976. I praise God, and that peace ain't ever left me. Now, there's times that I've got away from that sweet spot. There's times when I pulled away, when I've got too busy for God. God help us that we'll never get too busy for God. Amen. When a Holy Ghost of God comes around, praise God, pulls in the car with us, pulls up to where we are, praise God, wants to fellowship with us. Amen. We can't take time from our busy life to slow down and just magnify God. Amen. It's a precious thing for the Holy Ghost of God to show up. I like it when you get to pray, even when you get to praying over your food, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost of God just comes upon you, bubble up, you can't say a word. Amen. Sat there for just a few minutes, Brother Bill, and just blubber a little bit, and the tears running down your face. Amen. You can compose yourself enough to say, Lord, thank you for this meat that we're about to eat. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because there's a peace that's in us, praise God. If we ever harness that peace, amen, and realize what happens after we receive the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He said, peace I leave with you. Amen. Now, I don't know about you. I got to thinking on that this morning. He says, peace I leave with you. Now, it sounds to me like peace has some kind of substance. Hello? Somebody with me tonight? Peace has some kind of substance. If it didn't have substance, then He couldn't leave it with you. Amen. But I'm glad tonight that God Almighty is not a God that don't have some kind of substance, but He's got substance. And Jesus said, I'll leave my peace with you. He said, the peace that I have, the substance of peace that I have, praise God, I'm going to give to you. Amen. Praise God. He said, you'll not be wanting for peace because I'm going to leave it with you. Amen. I'm glad I have the peace from God. Ain't you? That peace of God that makes all the difference. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14, He said, for He, talking about Christ, for He is our peace. Amen. Where do we get our peace from? Huh? We get our peace from God. Our peace is Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Without Him, we don't have peace. Praise God. For He, Christ, talking about Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. For He, the Christ, is our peace. He didn't say He could be. He might be. Or He ought to be. Now, if that was the case, it would take some kind of persuasion from us in order to partake of the peace that He has. Amen? But I want to say the persuasion ain't on this side. The persuasion is from the other side. Amen? Amen. And the persuader, praise God, is a whole lot bigger than our persuasion. Yeah, but thank you, Lord. For He is our peace. Amen. Hey, the Lord Jesus Christ is that peace from God. He said, I'm your peace. It's mine. He said, peace I leave with you. He said, God's give it to me, and He said, I'm going to give it to you. The reason we don't have peace today is because we won't accept it. Amen? I said, the reason we don't have peace tonight is because we don't accept it. We'll seek and we'll find. And I preached that, I said a few months ago about trying to find something. But what then? What happens when we find it? We know where peace is. We know what peace is. The peace is Jesus Christ, our Savior. I want to say, if you're trying to make it without the Savior, praise God, you ain't got no peace. Amen. You're just spinning your wheels. And if you spin your wheels long enough, you're going to have a burnout. Amen. But when we realize, praise God, that Jesus Christ is our peace, and it's that peace from God that He gives to us. Amen. He said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. He said, it's just not any common peace that you can have. He says, the peace that I give you. He said, it's my peace. I believe Jesus had perfect peace, don't you? Amen. He had perfect peace. They was nothing, praise God, that rattled Him. When He stood before the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites, He just looked into the face of the Father, praise God. He just pointed with a finger, praise the Lord. He said, this is the way it is. Amen. He had a perfect peace because He had the mind of the Father. Thank God. I'm talking about peace from God. And said, He has peace. And He said, my peace I give unto you. He said, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The world or this world that we live in is full of Indian givers.
Amen.
Amen. You know what an Indian giver is? Amen. It's somebody that'll give you something, and when they need it, they'll take it back. I've had people do me, I've had family members do me that way. They'll say, yeah, just take that. Just go ahead and take it. I haven't used that in years. And so you go ahead and you take it, you load it up, go to, you know, dig it out of the pile, take it, clean it up, make it all nice and pretty where it functions, and then you take it to the house and you have it up there and you keep it in the shed, keep it nice so when you need it, you got it. And they come by one day and they see it and they say, I need to borrow that. And you never see it again. Amen? That's an Indian giver. But I'm glad my Savior tonight's not an Indian giver. Praise God, He come to bring peace on this earth. He said, first He said, come not to bring peace, but a sword. Amen? He said, cause a whole bunch of folks in our families ain't gonna like what we got to say. When you start getting saved and you start receiving Lord Jesus Christ, you start acting different and going places different and changing your lifestyle, praise God, there'll be a lot of folks around you that won't like the way you're living. Amen? Hello?
Amen.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about? They'll write you off. They'll write you out, praise God. They'll desert you. They'll forget about you. Amen? They won't understand why you made the changes that you have. They won't like it. But I want to say on the authority of the Word of God, there's one that will. And His name is Jesus. And when we begin to sacrifice ourselves, when we begin to submit ourselves to Him, praise God, the peacemaker maker comes into our heart, praise God. When we get the peace of God in our heart, what then, praise Lord, Jesus comes in, takes up His abode, praise God, and we get peace all over.
Amen.
Amen. In times like these, we need peace, don't we? We need peace from God. He's the only one that can bring peace. I've talked to a couple of people that in the past week and was talking about it seems like there's just no peace, that there's unrest everywhere. I said, yeah, and I don't see it getting no better. They said, oh, no, it can't. It's got to get better. I said, no, I don't see it getting, no, it don't got to get better. Bible said, the Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse and in the end.
Amen.
Amen. But he said, how can you have peace then? If I said, praise God, I got peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not in what I do and what the world does. It's what Jesus Christ has already accomplished. Amen. He is the peace giver. He came to be peace. He gives us peace, praise God, because He is peace. And he said, I give you peace, not like the world. He said, I won't give it to you and take it back, praise God. He said, as long as you want it, it's yours.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I got peace that's lasting. I'm glad I don't have to worry about having peace today and not having it tomorrow. That same boy said, well, what about, you say you got peace? I said, well, what about if something happens? I said, what do you mean if something happens? Something happens every day. He said, what if something catastrophic happens tonight? I said, praise God, I'm glad I got peace. Amen. I don't have to go through it by myself. Praise God. I got the peacemaker, the peace giver, praise God, with me. That'll bring me through. And I'm just going to shout peace to the house. It's peace from God. See, we kind of relate our peace to what we have in this world. And if you do, you're going to be very disappointed a lot of the time.
Amen.
Amen. Because this world is constantly changing around us. And there's not a whole lot of peacefulness in it. I know people are all excited, and it blesses your heart when you find out that Israel's signing peace treaties with all these nations. What a blessing. Amen. Every country, nation in the world, praise God, ought to reverence Israel and bless them. Help them, encourage them, love them, pray for them. Amen. That's the way you have good success. Amen. The only reason America is what she is because we've always sided with the little nation of Israel. God said, I'll bless those that'll bless her and I'll curse those that'll curse her. Praise God, as long as we lift up those people, He said, that peace giver, praise God, as long as we're peacemakers, peace givers to the nation of Israel, God Almighty will send His peace upon us, His help, His hope, and encouragement.
Amen.
We've got a whole lot of folks today who want to go over and dismantle everything that we've done. Amen. I want to say, praise God, Jesus Christ Himself said He came to give peace. He said, I'll leave my peace with you. Praise God. And the peace not like the world. He said, I won't be an Indian giver. I'll give it to you and I won't take it back. Praise God. Said, you can keep it in your heart. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. He said, don't be afraid of what's happened in this world. Don't be afraid. He said, because I give you peace, praise God. I make you some promises, and I guarantee you I'll keep my promise. Right. Has God ever reneged on a promise He's made to you?
No.
Brother, I can't find a promise in this blessed old King James Bible that God's ever made that He's reneged on. Now, some of them hadn't been fulfilled yet, but that don't mean they won't be. I expect them to be fulfilled. Amen. According to God's perfect will and in His perfect way, praise God. But God Almighty begins to give us that peace. You say, why is peace so important? Praise God. Because that's the biggest part of who we are. In Colossians chapter number 3, verse 15, it says this. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Now, how are you going to have something rule in your hearts if you ain't got it? Amen. So when we find it, what do we do with it? When you find peace, and we know it's in the Lord Jesus Christ, we've done said so. So once we find peace, praise God, Colossians tells us that He said that we let the peace of God rule in our hearts, in your hearts. So once we get it, once we find it, once we have peace through salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's peace with God. That's what brings salvation. But that before salvation, he said we were at enmity with God. We were enemies of God. We were alienated from God. But once we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He brings us back into unity and oneness with God the Father. Amen. And we become one with Him. And He gives us that peace, praise God, from the throne of grace through salvation, praise God. And He says, let the peace of God, what He's given you, what's living in you, what makes you alive and well, praise God, vibrant and gives you hope, praise God. He said, let it rule in your hearts. Let it take charge. I wonder what happened if for a week we just said, you know what? I'm not going to do anything in my flesh. I'm going to meditate upon the things of God, and I'm going to try to do everything by this blessed old book. You say, Pastor, how in the world could you do that by just trying to do everything that we do as if we were doing it for Jesus? Can you imagine the change around us in our atmosphere? If you had 10 people in your office or your workplace, and 10 people decided, you know what, we're just going to try to be just as reverent to God as we can, the peace of God, salvation's heart, realize we belong to the Lord, and praise God, we're just going to let Him rule in our lives. Let Him have all authority in our lives. I tell you, at the end of a week, it'd be a different workplace. Amen. They would be, peace would settle in. There'd be love. There'd be respect. There'd be hope. There'd be camaraderie. There would be unity. There'd be a oneness. You say, preacher, that never happened down at work. It can. You say, well, they'd never, there's not 10 people down there would be willing to do that. I praise God. What if they was one? Amen. Wonder if they's one. Hey, well, somebody's got to start. Say, praise God, I thank God for the peace I got in the heart. I'm just going to live for Jesus. Amen. No matter what they say, what they do, anybody around me, praise God, I'm going to let Jesus rule in my heart. The peace of God have you right away in my heart. Amen. God begin to move. Praise God. Amen. That's because we see God Almighty. He set this thing up. He's talking about that peace that we have. That's from God. The peace of God that's in us. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. The Bible speaks about the kingdom of God and those that's in that kingdom. Amen. In verse 17, he says this. He says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. So what Paul's telling the Romans here, he said, it's not about the things that we do in the flesh. It's not about what we eat or what we drink, what we put into our bodies or what we don't put in. Does that matter? That matters a bunch. If you eat tubs of lard every day, amen, you ain't going to live long. It'll clog up your arteries, amen, and it'll clog up your artery, block off your heart, and you'll die. Just a fact. Amen. Or so they say. I don't know. My Grandpa Massey eat biscuits and gravy and 2 eggs over medium every morning with sausage out of a quart jar out of the lard. Amen. Fried up by my grandma, praise God. And it did get him. He was 95. Amen? But it's not so much as what we put into us, praise God. It's what we have in us that makes the difference. He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? But righteousness, amen. That's what he said. He said, but righteousness and peace in the Holy Ghost. But now, what is righteousness? If you look back in Romans chapter number 10 and verse 10, the Bible says this, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So what is righteousness? Righteousness is that right standing before God. Amen. It's doing what's right in the eyes of God. There's a part of a lot of people tell you what's right and what's wrong. Amen. I got tickled. I was listening to a little bit of that Supreme Court nominee thing today, and they was talking to her, and they was taking the law and twisting and turning it every which way, trying to get her confused, trying to get her to mess up. Now I won't just say this gal's sharp. I mean, she's sharp. They asked her yesterday, said, well, just as last question, I want to ask you a question. She said, how many notes do you have? And she had a little notebook about this big, and she held it up, and it was blank. For 12 hours, she sat there with the empty notepad and answered every question they had. And they were amazed at it. They said, well, I don't understand. How could you have all the answers and not have any notes? What are you going off of? You know what she is going off of, praise God? She was going off of what was right. If you do what's right, praise God, you don't have to worry about what's wrong and fill in the blanks. Amen. God Almighty said, if you want peace in your heart, amen, just seek the righteousness of God and He'll fill in everything else, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Praise His holy name. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? But it's righteousness. He said it, but look how Paul puts this in verse chapter 14, in verse 17. He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. He said, so if you go to... He said, so if you've got the righteousness of God, amen, praise God, you've got what you need, amen, to be enabled to be a child of God, to live right, to walk right, to act right, to talk right, praise God, in this present world in which we live, and that ought to give you peace down your heart. Amen. Peace ought to be there because you know that you've got God to help you. He's promised that He would be there for you. Praise His name. Be there in the midst. Be there to help you. Praise God. He would go on in chapter 14, verse 18, talk about the things that are acceptable to God. And he said, if it's acceptable to God, he said, it ought to be approved of men. Amen. Hey, if God says it's all right, who's the man? Who is man to be against it? Amen. Praise God. They tell us that we got to shut down. We can't worship. Amen. If God says we're supposed to worship, praise God, who are they to tell us not to? I remember a time when when the apostles Peter and John, they told them, he said, you've got to quit this. And they said, hey, or we mind God or you? Amen. I say we ought to just mind God. Amen. That do that acceptable to God that might be approved to man. He go on in verse 19 and he said, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Amen? Praise God. What makes for peace? What makes up peace? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? That's where peace comes in. That's where true peace lies, is in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God Almighty, and in the Holy Ghost of God. They bring us these peace. They are the peacemakers. And Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Amen. So we have it today. It's a gift from God. If we just say, you say, what do we need it for? He goes on in verse 19 of Romans 14. He says this. He said, and things wherewith one may edify one another. Amen. He said, you get so excited about what God's doing for you. Praise God, you got to tell somebody else. Amen. They get so excited they got to go tell somebody that you told them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, you just think about it. We get the peace of God in our heart. We get to living right, doing right, acting right, talking right. Praise God. People get to seeing us right. And they get to tell, they get to bragging. They get going somewhere and bragging on you. But they're not really bragging on you. They're bragging on Jesus who saved you. Put that in you, praise God. And then somebody calls you up and say, hey, what's going on? You say, glory be to God. Jesus saved me. I got peace in my heart, praise God. Peace and joy, happiness, the righteousness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. All kinds of opportunities. Doors start opening. People start beginning to wonder, praise God, there's something weird about you. Praise God. Yes, yeah, I'm crazy about Jesus. Bless His name, amen. So we have that peace, praise God, that peace from God, that peace of God. In Philippians chapter number 4, he's talking about that inward peace, praise God, that we have because of what He's done for us. Amen. He moves into our hearts and He does those things, praise God, that needs to be done in each and every one of us. It's that inward peace that we need. See, everybody's looking for outward peace. Outward peace is fleeting. It's like that happiness. Happiness is something that depends on what happens. Amen. You can be at the fair having you a good time, be happy at the fair. Praise God, the fair is gone and the happiness is gone. Amen. But praise God, joy is something that we have. Peace with God is something that's inward, inside us, praise God, that makes a difference. Amen. It's the state of the soul of the believer. Amen. Who's entered into peace with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter number 4, in verse number 7, he says this, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Now notice the word all here. He doesn't say which passeth understanding. He said passes all understanding. He said there's no understanding the peace of God. Have you ever noticed some old saints of God that going through trials and tribulations, some the difficulties of their life, praise God, and they're just happy-go-lucky and they're just shouting, praising God anyway? Amen. Us carnal saints, we say, well, how in the world are they so happy? Look what they're going through. I don't see how in the world they're happy going through what they're going through, praise God, because Jesus has promised to be there with them. Amen. Right there with them. He said, in the peace of God which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So he said that, he said what it is, it's an inward peace that we've got to have in Lord Jesus Christ. It's a peace that comes from God, and it's the peace of God that settles into us and begins to make a difference. Praise God. It's a commitment to God. When we commit all of our anxieties and our anxious situations to Him, and we begin to pray, and we begin to offer up supplications, and we begin to offer up thanksgiving, praise God, because we believe and know what God's going to do. Amen. He said, and that's why he would say, and the peace of God which passes all understanding. Amen. Even when we don't understand it, praise God, we know that God will come through. He said, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we see what Bible tells us here. He said, the peace from God and the peace of God comes through, praise God. That inward peace, it brings that inward peace to you and I, to individuals. So we have that peace, praise God, that we need to know that we are the children of God, that we've been born again, bought by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Our sin has been put under the blood, praise God. We just plead the blood when things are going on. We look to the Lord Jesus Christ for our help, realizing, amen, till this thing's finished, till it's over, that the Lord God has promised us peace. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Not a Indian giver peace. He said, but a real peace. Amen. I thank God for the real peace that I have in Lord Jesus Christ. It's not something made up. It's not where the rubber meets the road, praise God, there's a peace that passes all understanding. I'm talking about a deep, settled peace. Have you ever experienced that? I'm serious. Have you ever experienced that deep, settled peace of God? Like times when it seemed like the walls was closing in on you and it was getting dark. I mean, literally. I mean, just the darkest time. And you just shut your eyes. You fear, well, you know, this it. But Lord, I'm just putting all my faith and my trust in you. I mean, I'm talking about that inward peace. And all of a sudden it just starts, that outward man feels like he's being crushed, like he's being overshadowed, like he's being put in the dark. But all of a sudden that light from the inside that sometimes seems so small and insignificant. But praise God, when we call upon it in peace, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ has offered us His peace, that little old flicker of light all of a sudden becomes a massive floodlight, and the darkness has to flee. Amen. I've been there and done that, Brother Bill. I've seen that personally in my experience with Lord Jesus Christ. When darkness is overshadowing me, and I thought I was out of here. I thought I was gone. And I said, Lord, I'm just putting all my faith in You. And God, I want You just take care of my little wife. Lord, You know what she needs. And Lord, that was just something that just, it was something just illuminated in my soul. A light, it was like a light. I can't explain it. But I know what it was. It was the peace of God that passes all understanding. They shouldn't have been none of that there. They should have been dread. They should have been fear. They should have been discouragement. But it wasn't there. Peace that passes all understanding just flooded that room. Amen. And God Almighty made the difference. Amen. Why? Because it's peace from God and the peace of God that come into where I was when I got saved on a Wednesday night, March 1976. It was a peace that come into me, praise God, and it's settled in there. It's there. It's with me. Amen. Sometimes I've left it. Sometimes I've got away from the sweet spot. But praise God, it's never got away from me. And it's always present there to give me the help that I need. Amen. That perfect peace that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ, that perfect peace that passes all understanding of the flesh and gives me a peace, that an abiding peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got that tonight, don't you? I hope you do. If not, praise God, I just seek it and find it and ask Jesus for it, that peace that passes understanding. Salvation, submitting yourself to the Lord and saying, God, here I am. Amen. When you find peace, what do you do with it? Amen. You just trust in it. Amen. You go with it. Ask God to go with you, and He will. Always, He said, till the end of the way.